This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Here on our draft recap show, Saints general manager Mickey Loomis dropped some breadcrumbs yesterday a little bit at his press conference as to what the future might hold, in particular with roster moves, etc. I'll let him explain it, and then we'll tell you what it means. Here is Saints general manager Mickey Loomis.
When we look at our roster, we've got all these magnets up, right? And there's blank magnets that get us from, you know, where we're at to 90. And some of those magnets get filled in with draft picks. Some of them get filled in with college free agents. But there'll be a couple left over. And some of the magnets have, you know, comments on them. We must have a player at this position that can, you know, is ready to play in the NFL right now. And some of them are needs, some of them are musts, and some of them are just wants. We call that, you know, that's the way we categorize them. And so, you know, when the, you know, college free agents, you know, when that thing gets done, we're going to have a couple blank magnets you know, we'll look toward free agency, the remaining free agents, veteran free agents that are out there, and maybe even the trade market. You know, we'll see.
Will any of those say must?
Yeah, one of them will, for sure.
Yeah. Tell us what that is?
Yeah, no, not really. You guys can guess that. You probably know it already.
And we just learned that tweet from Adam Schefter at ESPN. What's the tweet say, Jeff Nowak?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. My computer went down. Basically, you know, the Saints are going to, he's saying the Saints are going to kind of re-up their interest in Tyrann Mathieu, the veteran safety, New Orleans native, played for Kansas City the last few seasons, also played for the Texans, the Cardinals. I think that's it.
Yeah,
and I mean, Mickey didn't come out right and say it, but we all know what he's talking about. Saints didn't get a safety in the draft. They do not have a starting safety or a starting free safety, in my opinion, on the roster, and he's got to be the top target.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense in particular because they visited with him before the draft.
Yep.
All right, so this will be a second kind of visit.
Yeah.
And I said it the first time that they're not going to do anything with Tyrann Mathieu until after the draft. They're going to try, and that's how it unfolded. See if they have a safety fall to him. They don't. So they're going to go back and visit with the Honey Badger yet again, and I think something will materialize out of that.
Yeah, so is it tomorrow or Tuesday when they don't count?
I was just about to say that Monday at 3 p.m. is when you can start signing free agents without them counting against the compensatory draft pick formula. Like, you could have signed him at any point.
Right.
But if they sign another free agent, you know, I think that they already kind of messed up that boat by signing Andy Dalton when they did, because I think that's going to keep them out of the third round comp pick, but they're probably still in line for a seventh round comp pick. And that's why you would hold off on it.
Yeah, the compensatory selection process and determinant is a little weird to me. But it simply explained, if you lose more high-priced free agents or if you lose more high-end free agencies or free agents,
then
you get a compensatory pick based on how good that player, how impactful that player was. For example, like losing to Ron Armstead would qualify you for potentially a compensatory pick.
And Marcus Williams.
Marcus Williams.
But you already canceled that out with Marcus May and
Andy Dalton. Yeah. Right.
Somehow,
but if they had not signed
each other, I think we talked a little about that the other day. It's like, I don't understand how those two players will equate to the two that you just lost.
I don't think anyone really understands, but it's fine. We just let it happen.
Jimmy in Metairie, what's going on, Jimmy? You're on WWL.
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, I agree. We need to get Tyrann in here. We need a season safety who can get our guys in position, because right now I don't see anybody who could do that. It would be like a Chinese fire drill back there. So, yeah, we need him.
Well, I think you're discounting Marcus May. I mean, as a seasoned veteran, he's a he's seasoned.
He's not a free safety. He's not the free safety who's going to make the calls.
You need two. You need two safeties, right? There's two starting safeties.
I agree with you that Tyrann Mathieu, his veteran presence would help, but I think you're underselling Marcus May.
Yeah, and my real question was regarding the cornerback that we got in the second round.
Alante Taylor.
I heard that he was really scheduled to be like a third or a fourth round pick. I was wondering what Mike Dettillier's response was when we picked him right away. Was surprised?
He was not surprised, but the two other gentlemen in this room like it as well. Listen, the mock drafts.
And I was just going to say, unfortunately, the Saints didn't have a third or fourth round pick. So
right.
Yeah. And the mock drafts, by and large, outside of the first round, I don't trust them from these publications. And I really don't trust them even in the first round. These general managers and pro personnel guys and college scouting directors, this is their jam. This is what they do. 365. So they have 365 days. They're already working on next year's draft. My point is that their draft board is going to look vastly different than Mike Dettillier does a draft book. Doesn't anymore, but used to. And his grade is going to be different than the Saints or name your team. Only because Mike Dettillier can't quite get all the information that's available to these 32 teams. He can't. That's not a knock against him. He can't have the interviews, the workouts, the private workouts with him, and that's the way it goes.
And keep in mind, and I say this a lot, it's like there is no consensus draft board among these teams. You're not drafting against all 31 other teams. A lot of times you're drafting against one other team, because all it would take is a one other team picking behind you or getting aggressive and moving up to take that guy. And then it's like, okay, you're not worried about whether the entire league thinks this guy's a second round pick. You're worried about a team like the Seahawks, who we reported it on WWL Radio yesterday that they had him in for a top 30 visit, you know, and they had a lot of capital to work with. And if they come up and take that guy, there's philosophical approaches to the draft. Either you take the guy you want, you go and get him, or you go back and you collect assets. But you can't do it both ways. You can't trade back and also assure you get your guy. So I think that's where you're looking at it, and you're like, wow, a lot of these mock drafters had him in the third or fourth round. Great. But if one team has him in the second round, you're not getting him in the second round, and that's where the Saints got him. And I can't fault that approach.
And to Steve's point, they didn't have a third rounder. So you spend it early because you don't think he's going to be – he certainly won't be there in the fifth round.
If this was a guy they had coveted, yes, it makes sense then why they grabbed him in round two, because like I just said, you know, no third or fourth rounder. They didn't have the capital to get really back into this draft, I feel like.
I also look at the second and third rounds very similarly. You're probably going to get a player that is a quasi-starter. There is no real starter in the NFL if you look at it defensively in particular, because most of the time you're starting in a nickel. You're playing in a nickel. So, look, second and third round, if he's got a third round grade and the Saints picked him in the second round, it's different if they picked him in the second round and he had a seventh round grade. Okay, we got problems then. Second round, third round?
Meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, I would be more concerned if we found out after the draft that the Saints really never talked to him.
Yes.
Right? That's because you're looking at players, you're scouting players, you're learning about players. And if you ask him after the draft, oh, did you hear a lot from the Saints? You're like, no, yeah, they did. I hadn't heard from him at all, but they took me. Like, no, the answer was, yeah, we talked to the Senior Bowl. We talked to my pro day. We went out to a dinner. They had me on the field for a private workout. Like, okay, they know him. They know this guy. They understand who they're drafting.
So that's the theme of every player they picked this weekend.
Right.
They had interactions with him either at the Senior Bowl or a private workout or both. Or at the combine, or all three. So that's a very much, it's very obvious, I should say, that they took their time and made sure that they not only drafted players that they liked, but players they knew, they felt like they knew well, personality-wise, and also their ability to play on the field.
And that's the thing that mock drafts will rarely ever encompass, is how much scouting one team has done on a particular prospect. Because again, like I said, you're not worried about the entire field. You're worried about one other team taking the guy you want, and you can't wait on them.
You know, another thing, Mickey has told me this before, they're mindful of the 2023 draft, even in the 22 draft. They know what in 2023 is likely going to be the meat and potatoes, and it might be different than this year's draft. So they do that does impact how they draft to a degree. Not like completely, but there's some influence there.
Yeah, and I asked Mickey about, you know, whether there was some like missed opportunities, and he was like, yeah, it was tough, but we didn't want to give away assets in the future, having already given away assets in the future already for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted to you had to show some patience. And he had like a pained look on his face, but he was like, yeah, we had to be patient. And I think they were tempted at certain points.
Certainly they were tempted. It's in Mickey's DNA.
Right.
He's aggressive. He's demonstrated that. He moves up all the time in drafts. He wasn't able – he did it this year too. He did it this year too in the first round. But he's moved up in other rounds, later rounds too. I mean, they are not shy about going to get the guy they want.
Yeah, it wasn't too long either. It was like you looked up and it was like, wait a minute, the Saints just made a deal and they're going to be on the clock. You start scrambling right away. That's one thing about the draft. You got to love the constant flow and energy that goes on. You always feel like you're on your toes with it.
Yeah, look, this was a Captain Obvious moment before the draft, hours before the draft kicked off. ESPN put out a tweet, Jeremy Fowler, that Mickey Loomis and the Saints have made phone calls to look to move up and back in the draft, first round of the draft. Yes.
You think he just
does
saves
that every
that tweet
year
in his drafts and
I
just
guess.
Like copies and pastes it?
But Mickey acknowledges that every year on draft day, they have conversations prior to the draft with teams, but they also on draft day, hey, did anything change?
Yeah.
You know, is your asking price a little bit less than it was 2 weeks ago when we talked? Oh, yeah, I think that's just him doing his due diligence.
Well, you talk about asking price. That's what I'm curious about. What is Tyrann Mathieu's asking price? And everyone calls, oh, he's going to take the hometown discount. I don't really think that's happening.
No, I think he could, but it's not going to be veteran minimum.
No, right.
You're not doing that. But I think as Jeff pointed out, I think during one of the breaks, I think he genuinely wants to be in New Orleans. He wants to play for the Saints. And if that's the desire, I'm sure he communicated that to the Saints, and the Saints recognize, well, that's a little bit of leverage in their favor.
He's put that out on Twitter. It's not exactly a mystery. He's hanging out in Louisiana all month. He's out at LSU's spring game. He likes it here. He lives here.
Responding with little Florida Lees to any fans that are saying, come home to Rand. Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's a mystery on that front.
Jimmy, thanks for the phone call. We will step away and wrap up our draft recap here on WWL. online at WWL.com. You can read the article about the Saints draft pick in the fifth round, DeMarco Jackson's hobbies. Well, he's film grinding, and he's a calf wrestler. I did not know that.
Yes. And it doesn't mean wrestling people with your calves. It means wrestling calves.
Right.
Yes.
That would be hard to wrestle people with your calves, because your calves can't really do anything.
Oh, yeah, maybe with your weak little calves, but you know, some of us work on our calves.
No, I've got pretty good calves. I'm talking about they don't have an appendage where you can't grab something with your calves unless you're maybe like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you're that ripped.
Well, but, you were just saying the goal is to get them with their legs up in the air.
Well, we're talking about real life calf wrestling. We're talking about calves, isn't like cows.
Steers. I derailed this conversation quickly.
So look it up. It's quite a thing. I feel kind of bad for the calves, but you know I can understand the athleticism required to do it. And I my kind of initial take is if you can tackle a cow, I imagine you can tackle a human. You kind of just dive.
So you grew up on a farm.
He grew up on a farm out in South Carolina, Spartanburg, which Zion Williamson's stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Though I would like to see DeMarco Jackson and Zion Williamson have a calf wrestling competition. I think that would be easy
because Zion's
true. That's true.
Zion's very, in the bubble.
Yeah, he's bubble. He's fragile.
So we don't want Zion to miss his fourth NBA season because he got injured calf wrestling.
Of course, that would be terrible news.
Bad idea.
Yeah, I guess that's a pipe dream for me. That's or Smoke Monday as we might refer to it.
All right, so. That's pretty much a wrap. And
I could go for Gummy Sunday.
And this has gone off the rails.
No, that's fine. You can read about DeMarco Jackson's hobbies online at WWL.com. Anybody draft festing? Anybody? I mean, jazz festing?
That's the plan.
I'm couch festing.
Couch festing?
The rain seems to have cleared up. I was a little worried earlier. It was coming down when I was coming in today, but it seems to have cleared up. Hopefully, there's not too much mud out there because I was hoping to see whatever is left of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Man, every time I've seen them live, they're terrible.
I was saying to you guys earlier, too, like last time they were here at Jazz Fest was having a great time. Everybody's riding high, feeling the buzz, and then they ended, and the set was 15 minutes short, so I was a little peeved.
I can imagine. But every time I've seen them live, they're just not very good. But enjoy it, Jeff. Hopefully they'll
be
good. But
hey, maybe they'll be good for you.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, pump you up for that.
When I go to Jazz Fest, I'm never going for a target. I'm just going for the experience. So it's like I'm going to work
the
around.
Food,
I'm
right?
not going to sit there and watch the entire Red Hot Chili Peppers set. But, who knows? I'm glad to get
out
there.
Your own way.
It's been 2 years since we've been able to do this. So
I'm LSU baseball festing. So I'm going like you. I'll be on my couch watching LSU baseball game.
I hear Drew Brees is throwing out the first pitch today.
Drew Brees is throwing out the first pitch.
That would always amaze me.
According to LSU Sports Network.
Do you think he's going to lick his fingers before he throws it?
I bet he does.
Yes.
I bet he does. Yeah. He's probably warming up right now. He's competitive. He's getting his arm loose.
He's
going to
throw a hard slider. Probably.
Yeah, he's not going to get up there and just throw the traditional. Get it over the plate.
Right. Well, so this is a conversation. Do you think he's going to actually get up there and throw a legit fastball, or is he going to play it safe? Because when you go out there and you try to overthrow it, that's when you see people get embarrassed.
I think the competitor in him will not allow him.
I agree.
Be a full speed pitch. Yeah.
I agree, but it's an interesting conversation.
He has to justify to himself. Yes, I can do this.
I am a professional thrower of things, and I can this. Yes.
Yep. All right, that's a wrap for Draft Recap. Semper Fi, I'm out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.